Looks like we are here. We made it. Okay, let's see what's going on there. Let's check here. Okay, we're there. Let's see about Rumble. Last night I downloaded a video for the show, and I go pick it up, and guess what? It is nowhere to be found. So I'm now in the process of doing it again. Downloading, unless it's here, and I just didn't see it. Wrong one.
Welcome to the Physics Classroom's video tutorial.
Oh, boy. All right. It amazes me sometimes how these things disappear. They just happen to, disappear. Let's see if this will work, hopefully. Oh, it did. Oh-ho. What do you know? Because this one's an important part of the show regarding to where we're at and where we're going and what's happening. And this should seriously bring alarm bells to everybody where we're at today. And we've been warning people for a long time about, what's going on. This thing still hasn't kicked in yet. There we go. And hey, ST and Sean, you made it. Let's see who else is here. Ryan's here. VA Prepper's here. Okay, cool. A lot's happening in old Canada. Oh, Canada, dun, dun, Canada, da, 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 dun, Canada, 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 dun, dun. We had two guys getting 6.66 years in jail for protesting in a march against the government for its illegal activities. Hey, Zoe, how you made it? You made it. Zosha made it. So we got guys going into jail for protesting in old Canada. Old Canada. Give me a second. I'm trying to see if this bill came through on my download, because, again, it's an important bill. Where the hell did it go? No. It's still in the download. Let me double check. Give me a second. Like I said, I had all these things set up yesterday, and I wanted, I had certain places marked off, and what the hell? Why isn't it showing up? Let me see here. Oh, it's on the desktop. Why the hell is not showing up? Okay, we'll open it up from there then. Okay, I got it opened up. And I want to point this out to the U.S. public as well. Okay, the U.S. public needs to be aware that you are about to get hooped badly. And this whole selection nonsense that we're seeing, okay, it's just nonsense, pure bullshit, all of it. And you have to understand that while you are paying attention to this three-ring circus going on here in the land of the slave ruled by the depraved, okay, ruled by the ungodly depraved, you are being set up for the worst betrayal to come. Everyone's saying, well, Kamala, Kamala and Trump, and oh, Trump. That's a marriage made in hell, no matter how you look at it. And some of you might think that I'm a little bit out there. I am a little bit out there. I'll be the first to admit I'm a little out there. Sure I am. You have to be a little bit out here today, because we are no longer in a world where, where we have any, I don't know what you'd want to call it, any kind of sanity. We don't have any real sanity here. What we have going on here is a lot of bullshit, a lot of theater. And how many of you actually understand that you're about to lose all autonomy, all of it? You're about to lose all the autonomy. You're not about to gain anything except, the illusion of freedom. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't honestly know what you're going to do when you realize the insanity that's coming. You know, because again, they're not taking away your rights. They already did that. Your rights are gone. According to this video that I'm going to play in a little bit, they're talking about taking away your constitution. Some say, oh, that'll never happen. That'll never happen in America. No way. We got our guns. Well, copies here, Eye in the Sky, Sir Brando. Cool. You made it. Juan, Selma, Anubis. Okay, cool. Deborah and Zosha. Back to Zosha. I had to scroll up. But okay, we've already lost Canada. Okay, you've lost Canada. Everyone's talking about what we can do in Canada. We ain't going to do shit in Canada. Let's just face it. I'm just going to tell straight out. Canadians are not going to do fuck all. Nothing. Zero. They're going to sit on their ass, have a beer, watch a hockey game. And right now, Americans are being distracted with football. Hey, we're going to watch our football. Give me my beer and my football. Perfect. Perfect distraction. Right? College football. I'm going to watch my football. Have my Dewey and my beer. Might want to put the beer down. Might want to quit watching the football. Might want to quit saying that this guy doesn't know shit. He's full of shit, blah, blah, blah. Maybe I am full of shit, but you know what? So are you. And you're more full than I am because you're too damn stupid, some of you. And I'll say that straight out. Too damn stupid to realize that you are in a quandrum. Trump ain't going to save you. Kamala isn't going to save you. They're both going to consume you. Whoever wins this election is going to go to the UN and surrender America's autonomy. Now, what they're talking about in O Canada and all the things going on in O Canada, they're talking about disregarding all constitutions, all charters, all internal rules and regulations. China wants to have your ass arrested if you violate any of their laws in China, even if you're not in China. No more saying China. China. It might offend somebody at the top in China. So now they may be able to come here to America, Canada. Well, Canada will just hand you over to them. Canada won't defend you. Canada doesn't. Canada, the government of Canada will not defend the people of Canada. If you still believe in that fairy tale, I got some cannabis selling the dark side of your anus. You know, you might want to take a toke off that. But that's what they're talking. That's what China is talking. This is what they're trying to orchestrate. This new one world system that Bible's been telling us for over 2,000 years this was coming. 2,000 years. It took 2,000 years for us to pay attention to the warning. Man, are we effing slow. 2,000 years. The one world system. Man of perdition. Sitting on the throne in the temple of Israel. Oh, what are we talking here? What's the saying? You know, all these prophecies that are going on right now, all these distractions, bullshit going on in Israel with Palestine, you know, killing Palestine. Hamas is destroying Israel, blowing up all kinds. See, if you want the cheapest demolition in the world, if you want to have a demolition, you might just want to have a simple little civil unrest to go on. Because you wipe out huge areas of property. Then whoever comes in to buy the property buys it at below cost, because who's going to want to buy a place that's been blown up, right? Isn't that what they do in America? Land of the slave, ruled by the, you know, ungodly depraved. Don't they bring in, you know, invading forces from other countries, move in, creating ghettos, and then just turning those ghettos into, you know, a shithole? And then start a riot of some kind so they can destroy all the land value. They're bringing the land value down to next to nothing. Then some foreign national comes in and buys all the land below cost. You can buy property for pennies on the dollar. Yeah, exactly. Once you wipe out regions or sections, and that's what's going on in Israel. That's what's going on in Palestine. They're going to turn Palestine into a parking lot. All that rubble, all that shit there, you know. If the people didn't want to leave on their own, they're going to be encouraged now. We're just going to have a military wing of the Israeli military. There are special forces units to deal with, you know, Middle Eastern contingencies to go in and start something with Israel. So it gives Israel an excuse to bomb the hell out of some other place, if that's even real. If that's even real. Because how many times have we seen footage of some major explosive to get the West all, you know, worked up? And all the Christian right want to send more money to Israel. Send more money. Send more money. You know, is there gas in the oil underground? Palestine just had found 2 trillion liters of natural gas and 2 billion gallons of oil. That's in their territory. That's why this is going on. This ain't about because some terrorist group is. That's the narrative that they're giving the mainstream people to believe. It's all bullshit, all of it. They want to take away their wealth. Because what happened now, if they were able to access the resources, which they would be able to, it would put a kick in the nuts to Saudi Arabia and all the other oil-producing countries, because now you have another competitor, which will bring the price of oil down. And with that kind of wealth, they can build a military. That's what Israel's worried about. They built a military that has the most sophisticated weaponry, because they'll buy it from the United States. They'll buy it from Russia. They'll buy it from China. The Chinese don't give a shit who buys the guns, neither do the Russians. And quite frankly, neither do the U.S. If you got the money, you got the honey. That's the way it works. French would sell it to them, the British, Germans. So what we're dealing with is a lot of theater. Again, it's all bullshit. The whole planet should have been called bullshit, because that's all that's here. We're not seeing any real truth here to any real agenda. People of Israel are not being attacked because they're hated. They're being attacked because it's being staged. It's no different than in the U.S., how many times have you seen staged events in America so that they could bring up a law or some sort of regulation to bring in to take away your guns or do whatever? Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Exactly. It's all bullshit. Just like that whole 6 million Holocaust thing. We were talking about this. I was talking about this with Paramedic 8. We're talking about this. And that 6 million number, that was going on for several years before they bursted into the whole scenario that 6 million people got, you know, whatever. That's such horseshit. You know, the Germans, like I said, took a bad fucking rap over that. You know, I'm not anti-Semitic, but I don't believe in fairy tales either. And if anybody actually took the time to go back to that era, if you can still find the data, you know, you would find that the 6 million number had been floating around for several years before, you know, they used that number. 6 million Holocaust victims of Germany. They killed Jews and they killed Poles and they killed. That probably happened on some level. People die in a POW camp. After all, it is war. And after all, a lot of things had transpired that was never published. And, you know, about the deals that the U.S. made and Russia had made and all the other. I mean, there was even a segment of history I read once. And again, don't ask me for the resource. I don't have it. Probably shouldn't even quote it. But the fact that Stalin took ill and they had to send a congressman over to Russia to run the operations in Russia, that just goes to show you how networked they all are. The whole thing since the Second World War, probably since the First World War, has been nothing but a fucking scam. To redirect our direction the way they did. And the Allies took out the supply train too, so the prisons camps didn't get their foods, etc. I don't even think that that had that much to do with it. Some people did die, you know, because of that, I agree. But I think they would have had stockpiles of stuff just for that contingency. The Germans were not stupid. You know, they actually had the whole war machine all planned out. So I would imagine they would have had a stockpile or a warehouse full of stuff just for that contingency. That would be would have been my thinking. They manipulate people through politics. They manipulate people through theater, Selma. It's not politics. It's all show and tell. And all they're doing is they're zeroing in on a certain spectrum of whatever they want everybody to see. They're not seeing the whole side of this. You know, they're not seeing the rest of Israel. I mean, they're not seeing it. I would be, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised. What they're showing us on the media was old footage taken way back 20 or 30 years ago or some Hollywood theatric. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Because you know, that's all we've been seeing is theatrics and bullshit. All bullshit. Eliminate the monarch. Who are you referring to? Eliminate the monarch. That's kind of a empty statement in some ways. I mean, what are you referring to? Are you referring to King of England? Are you referring to the Pope? Are you referring to, because these are monarchs, you know. The head of the Islamic group, the imam, the head imam, you know. Yeah, it's all theatrics. What we're seeing, monarchies are corrupt to the, oh, come on. Now, is there any way to talk about our queen or king or whatever the fuck is running Canada now? Court jester in Ottawa. We're not seeing the truth. You know, not seeing the truth. We're being distracted with entertainment. We're being distracted with the policy makers that are putting on the show. They're saying that Kamala Harris is actually beating Trump. That is so ludicrous. But then again, that's just showing you how they are perpetrating the whole political scenario. So again, it's all bullshit. Mind control butterfly symbol. Well, I understood that too, but he may have meant something else. I don't know what he was talking about. He says, you know, eliminate the monarch. Well, ooh, there's a lot of monarchs, you know what I mean? They want the land without people. Well, of course. Of course they want the land without people. They want to take it over. They want to control those resources. That's a lot of money. And the god of this world is money. So when we're looking at the amount of wealth that will bring to Israel, they take it over. They will control those assets. You know, they will control those assets. That will make them more formidable in the area. And they'll have to pay off whoever they cut a deal with, like Saudi Arabia, you know, maybe Jordan or the Arab Emirates or whoever they made a deal with. They're all in it together. There's no such thing as a Middle East contingency. This is all theater there too. It's another line of theater. It's all bullshit. You know, then they got people hating people because, you know, they're picking on Israel. They're not picking on Israel. It's all part of the show. All part of the game. You see the same thing going on in the United States and Canada. Same bullshit. United States opens the door to a wide open invasion. Canada opens the door and brings every freaking import from every part of the world into the country. This is all by design to, again, disengage and remove people from the land. Same thing. And bring in a whole new wave of slaves that don't know anything. This has been going on. This cycle has been going on off and on for the last six decades. The immigration policies that were put in place were designed to open the doors so that invading forces can come in unchecked, untested, unchallenged, and get into position so that when the signal is launched, you have civil unrest. This is what we're seeing. You know, I was watching just before the show, video cut, one of the congressmen, some Democrat, was saying that if you see a conservative liberal, now this is theater, but if you see a conservative supporter of Trump, to get out of your cars and whatever and go after them and say they're not welcome, This is inciting mob, you know, madness. This is inciting madness to the people. Since when has an election ever been decided or has ever had this kind of activity? You know, all the name. See, this tells you who's really winning the election. Just for anything to stoop that low to threaten people who are on the political right or the political left, doesn't matter who, shows that there is some concern about their standing. And you got to remember, they're not entertaining us to get their vote. Their vote don't count. Their vote don't matter. Never has mattered. The bank's votes count. The stock market people votes count. You know, the corporations vote count. The foreign nationals vote count. The, you know, the lobbying groups votes count. Those are the votes that count. These are the board of directors of your country. Doesn't matter where you live. Then there was another rumor out that BlackRock was filing bankruptcy. Everybody was getting all concerned. BlackRock is filing. Oh no, there goes the whole financial system. Corporations can file bankruptcies because they're considered an entity. So you can take a corporation to court just like you can a person. But what happens when you go to sue for your assets or your whatever is yours, if the corporation isn't soluble, you lose everything. Meanwhile, the assets of a corporation are put into another corporation under a different name and a different license. This is how it works. I'm a corporation. I know how this game is played. So when you hear this kind of stuff, BlackRock is just going to become White Rock now. White Rock is now, you know, stocks are going up with White Rock, right? You know, I'm just making up the name. I'm just being, you know, kind of checkerboardish, right? You got BlackRock, White Rock, and you got black and white checkerboard. But this is how things work. And this is how, and again, it's all a fabrication. We got all these things hitting us from all different angles, and we're getting hit with technology to keep us dumb and stupid, to make us dumber, to affect us, afflict us, to create a whatever dynamic there is to create, to keep everybody in a state of the most complete, utter ignorance anybody could imagine. Okay, and this is what we're seeing. Do not be surprised. Do not be surprised in what's coming down the pipe that mob madness will get activated. The zombie apocalypse will get activated through some frequency, tower, cell phone, iPad, technology that's been constructed from within, injection sites, whatever. You don't be surprised. Don't even just look with awe that it actually that this technology is that advanced. Do not be surprised in any level, any shape, any form that this happens, and that you become a major target of this. Do not be surprised. I gotta tell you guys something too. Last night I was playing with AI. I was playing with an AI. And it was Perplexity is the AI. So I decided to ask it some questions, you know, about vaccine transference, you know, contact vaccinosis, vaccine transference, and so forth and so on. The AI, and this is, I'm no word of a lie here. You can do it yourself. The AI just started rattling off all kinds of information about COVID-19. So then I responded to the AI. I says, what is, because it's saying that it has no record, can't find anything. And I wrote back and I said, well, how is it that you can't find it? And I've already found several accounts where this can occur. I said, the whole dynamic of that, you know, I says, why can't you find this information? I could. So that goes into this apologetic, you know, theme and says, yes, you're correct. I should have looked at the historical. It doesn't do any real searching. In other words, this one was limited. And then I asked if it had the capacity to self upgrade itself, and it said no. So a lot of these AIs, they want everybody to buy into, they are controlled, totally controlled. I had a discourse with for about 15 minutes. Pointed out that there could be this could be a useful thing if you had, you know, but you're not programmed correctly. You said that. Wasn't you're not programmed correctly. You're not able to find things I could. And then when I quoted something, one of the studies that said that the study wasn't really a study, blah, blah, blah. And they wrote back and said, but back in those days and that time, see, this is where having a little history comes in handy. I said, back in those days and that time, a lot of this, the unfavorable results of vaccines were suppressed and removed. There's business AI and then there's DARPA. Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. But what we've got that they're selling, they're trying to promote is extremely inept. These AIs they're putting out there, these extensions of the real AI, the quantum AI, these are designed for people that are just fucking brain dead. This is what I mean about a zombie apocalypse, because if they're using this technology and it's gearing them or it's guiding them or directing them at a direction, you'll never get the facts. No, I didn't ask for the lottery numbers. I realized that, like I said, you spend 15 minutes with it. Go ahead and do that same research. Type in, open up perplexity.com, and then they'll have a thing where you can type in, and then you can ask it the questions. You know, has there been any case? Can you find any data on vaccine transference? And it's interesting enough. It has gone on. Chickenpox, vaccinia, and some other ones. When they gave these vaccines to people, the components they put into people actually transferred to other people. The studies never went further. One situation happened where a caretaker had given a kid a shot. They gave them a catheter, took out the catheter, put it in a pan with other catheters, which they cleaned with some sort of antiseptic, and they were able to transfer the vaccine that way. Because when they put those catheters back into the kids, these kids were in their isolated crib. They never made contact with each other, and they all had the same side effects from the shot. So this was telling you, and then the vaccinia had transferred to family members, friends, whatever. As soon as they got home, got the jab, whatever, all the family got sick with the same condition. And this is where the Australian takeout of rabbits that they had by injecting rabbits with a pathology that transferred from host to host to host. That's how they. Hey Tony, sister in love with cancer blood. Sister in love with cancer blood. I don't know how to advise that. Sister in love with cancer blood? Not sure what you mean. Do you ask how many people died from the COVID vaccine? No, because it wasn't giving me any actual information anyway. And the information was given me was what you find on the internet. It's not, they're not telling you anything. I mean, this is why my point is, these AIs are designed to direct you into a narrative. They're not going to give you any real facts or real information. So like I said, these AIs, again, are being put in place into the internet to misdirect people, misguide them, and to give them the same circle jerk answers that the media has been giving you. Sister in love with cancer? I have no idea what you mean by your sister's in love with cancer in her blood. What do you mean by that? Oh, sister-in-law. Is that what he means? Yeah, leukemia. Use the cancer formula that we show you on YouTube. The anti-cancer formula in the YouTube channel. And follow the the protocols. And make sure she's not eating, you know, things that might have like pesticides and stuff like that. Hey, Tommy, how you doing? So again, I wanted to give everybody a heads up on the AIs. The AIs, they are a crapshoot. I have had the same one. I've even used Copilot. But again, they're just there to direct you to the narrative. It's amazing how these machines are, like I said, running the show, and they're keeping everyone blind, deaf, and dumb. Just like this election that's going on, just like the shit going on in Canada, blind, deaf, and dumb. Just type in Tony P or Herbs Plus and Beadworks. Go to the channel, and it might be on my website too. The cancer protocols. So you got them. You got them. Maybe two spots. So again, the dumbing down is continuing, and we're going to have a whole generation of dumbed down dumbasses that are going to be chipped, hacked, and incorporated into the network. Oh no! Okay, cool. Okay. It took it down. I thought I saw it the other day. Okay. Isn't that something? Took away the cancer video, too. Yeah. Yeah. The YouTube channel. I just heard on the news yesterday that YouTube now is going to pop in with a pop-up for advertisement. They're going to start doing what TV does. You know, every 10 minutes or 8 minutes, they're going to pop in with an ad. You know, yeah, that might be it. Could be. But Juan, you're going to have to disengage her. You're going to have to use a triangle or a spike or a bucket on her. Because I'm posting in the Substack as well, different remedies, different things to use. And I'm putting in there, point blank, you have to disengage before engaging these remedies. Because they may not work otherwise. If she's jabbed, if you're jabbed, is she jabbed, Juan? Did she take any of the jabs? If she did, do not use any kind of remedy. Don't use anything electrical. Try the formula. All I can say at that point, she's been jabbed, try the formula. I do not know if it will work. Her genetic code has been altered, so I have no idea what will happen. Yeah, okay. Well, being in Spain doesn't tell me if she's been jabbed or not. You know, so if she's been jabbed, not to use anything electrical, and anything that has to do with orthomolecular or natural remedies may or may not work. Yo, this is what I tell everybody that I work with. If you've been jabbed, I have no idea what's going to work for you. You know, your genetic code has been altered. So if she's been jabbed, I don't know what will really work for her. She can try the formula. She can incorporate more vitamin C. But I have no idea. Because, again, her genetic code may be manufacturing the replicating the cancer cells. Like I said, the remedies of yesterday may or may not work. They work better if you definitely disengage the tech and start disengaging that. You know, that's what I've been doing for over a decade, disengaging and then loading with different things. So, and I don't have a jab. I didn't take any jabs. Okay, cool. Yeah, if you go to Discord, you can. I gotta give you the current one. I'll give you one of the links. Sean, where did you put it? Did you put it in? Did you put it in resource, or did you put it in general? What channel did you put it in? So I can post the link here. Oh, okay. It's in general. All right. Cool. Right. And where's Juan at? Oh, he's in Rumble. Okay. Here you go. In general. Okay, cool. There you go. Okay, there's the link, Juan. So you can go into the general and you can pull the link off. All right, so and for the rest of you who are listening to the show, if you go into the Discord, there's a lot of data in there that may be applicable to you. Check the resources, scroll up to the through the general. There's a ton of stuff there. So, you know, ton of stuff there. Okay, so you guys are more than welcome to go and try. Again, disengage the technology before you utilize the remedies that are being shown, you know. Our whole way of life has pretty much come to an end. And so most things that we're dealing with today, we're dealing with a whole different level, whole different dynamic, and a whole different methodologies have to be incorporated because we're dealing with genetics and nanogenetics. So, again, you have a lot of things that have come into the arena, have come into the environment that has been designed to eliminate and exterminate people from everywhere. It ain't going to matter what you believe. It isn't going to matter what your ideologies are. It isn't going to matter about your ethnicities. It's not going to matter about your culture. It's not going to matter whether you're a communist or a capitalist or a fascist or a socialist. It isn't going to matter. They're going to take you out. They are going to take it. So much to catch up on. Wonderful resources from all. Zosha, you're always there. You're on top of it all. I know you are. You download everything. You got your directory. You're going to be the database of databases. And I would also encourage all of you as well. If you find any data that's pertinent, you might want to download it and store it, because with the AI systems coming in, a lot of that information is going to disappear. People do not have the brains anymore, and I'm sorry to say it that way, but they don't have the brains anymore to be able to think through a real search. All they do is do a Google. And that's it. And whatever Google tells them is what they'll go with. And a lot of times you get redirected with Google searches to some other bullshit that has nothing to do with what you ask. So, again, if you find something, download it. Store it in a backup. Download it, you know. I tell people you got to use about four or five different search engines today. You're not going to find it on one. There's a lot of shit on Yandex you can't find either. I think that one's controlled by the Russians, if I'm not mistaken. We're printing out some point in case electricity goes out. Yep. Printing it out, putting it on my disk, some kind of floppy, not floppy disk, CD disk or DVD disk. The DVD disk will store the data for a long time, unless the disk are exposed to high levels of cold or heat. Your flash drives and your thumb drives are good unless there's an EMP. Then they better be shielded really well. No, I don't. I never recommended Yandex. I did recommend Avast, SRWare, Jibaru. There's another one. AOL. Maxton is pitiful. You know, you can get some stuff on Maxton, but it's really pitiful. Vivaldi's a good one. Yandex, I've used it, and I didn't find it that. That didn't excite me, just put it that way. ResearchGate's another one, but ResearchGate, their format sucks. Another one is MDPI. It's another kind of a scientific one. For now, they're still available, but be aware that a lot of this stuff, Proton Drive doesn't have a lot either. It's okay. If you're looking for private searches, they're okay. DuckDuckGo is another one that might be okay, but they really suck. They suck rocks. I mean, they're just pathetic. They're also controlled. There was another search engine. There's a bunch of them out there. I usually get a thing, but that's where I found Jibaru. That one's pretty good, but it's not always. You're going to have to use more than one because none of them anymore have it all. You may have to go into the archive searches. You may have to go into like a Brave search, or you may have to go into an Avast. You may have to go into SRWare. You may have to go to Jibaru. You may have to go to Vivaldi. None of them have it all. I heard DuckDuck was bought out a long time ago. Yeah, Google owns DuckDuckGo. Google owns this Maxton search engine too. There's a lot of them that, you know, they're controlled by another search engine. AOL actually incorporated Alta Vista, Excite, and a bunch of other ones. I think Navigator as well. And it's not bad either. Again, it's another one that you can access. I got all five of them that open up, and I use three of them, actually four of them. Four out of the six I use. So, because you can't find anything anymore. It's very difficult to go out there. I spend more time trying to go back and looking for stuff that I know is there. And like I said, when I was talking to the AI, it did not do a deep search. We got so much data going back in the 60s and 70s and 80s verifying and having validity of injections being transferred from host to host to host. And some of them are saying that what it is, what's going on, is the actual virus that has been weakened is what's being transferred. But they have to put the virus inside of the host in order to create the antibodies. So this is where it gets all bullshitty, you know, total bullshit. You know, how many people, I mean, even a polio vaccine that was given back in the 50s and 60s is still shedding to this day. That report came out some time ago. There is no two-week window where they stop shedding. That's also been bullshit. But that was the mantra of the day. Even when I explained that the polio vaccine had some controversy because they did release live material in those vaccines causing cancers, Perplexity, that the AI validated that. Well, everything I had said, it had also validated. I think it was sort of surprised at the history that I was giving it. So it was able to do the research. It was able to do that research, but it didn't. That's what I'm trying to get across to a lot of you. This AI is just bullshit. It's another, you know, they want people to invest in AI. Invest in AI. So that it can keep stupid people stupid. That's what it's going to do. There are some things about that I have seen that have had some benefit. It gave me some ideas on how to proceed with a search. And I took it from there and moved forward from what it gave me. But as far as it giving you real answers, flip a coin. Flip a coin. All right, I'm going to try something here. I want to see if this works. If it works, I'll be playing something from this. Nope. Where are you? Nope. No, where to go, where to go, where to go? Is it this one? Nope. Oh, maybe it's in the vast. Aha. Let me know if you can hear this. Okay, this is really an important vid. I'm going to start at about the 51. Now, I want you guys to pay attention to this because this is an ankle-grabbing moment where you grab your ankles and bring your lubrication because the WF is about to jam you seven ways to Sunday. And I know some of you get all worked up about stuff like say when I say stuff like that. But you know what? That's where we're at. You know, we're not there's no more. I'm not going to speak all, you know, itty bitty titty here. It's just not going to work. Here we go. Let me know if you can hear it.
Independently adjudicated and consistent with international human rights norms and standards. They are no exceptions. And let's talk.
Okay, hold on. I went too close, too far. Not too far. I didn't go far enough. This is talking about taking away constitutions and charters. It's also taking away any kind of localized jurisdiction as well, like whether you're in Toronto, Detroit, Chicago, Montreal, you know, New York, Edmonton, Calgary. It won't matter where you are and what municipal laws you have. This is about taking that all away, overriding it all. Okay, let me see if this works.
Multi-stakeholder and whole of government, whole of society response. Does that sound familiar? COVID-19. We request the Secretary General to present for the consideration of member state protocols for convening and operationalizing emergency platforms. And they talk about being flexible, but of course, that is just word salad. This is how most of us conceptualize the way the world works, right? Under national flags. And as to whether we're living in democracies or not is a subject for another time. This is how the world is really run. Policymakers at the top, including the Bank of International Settlements and Central Banks, the World Economic Forum, Council on Foreign Relations, Club of Rome, Chatham House, Rockefellers, policy distributors, including the UN, IMF, World Bank, WHO, global corporations and NGOs, and of course, philanthropists, policy enforcers, national governments and all of their subsidiaries, and selected scientific authorities. Policy propagandists, many, as you can see, including mainstream media and fact-checkers, and policy subjects, us. I'm going to pause to remind you to watch these films that we made in South Africa called Countdown 2030 around the World Economic Forum. Very important, because they openly admit to penetrating the governments, including Canada's government. So any of your political leaders belong to the World Economic Forum, fire them. If you look at the United Nations website and you search for the term global governance, there are over 4,000 results. They're very serious about this. It means the erasure of individual civil liberties, the erasure of governments for what it's worth, democracies, and you could make politicians irrelevant. So I'd say they don't.
All right. Did you guys catch that? Did you guys catch what she just said? I mean, politicians are irrelevant already. They're just another expense to keep people in this delusionary state that you have autonomy. But did you hear what she's saying about the systems that exist? Let me go back up just a bit. I'm going to replay that. All right, here we go.
Tell it. This is how most of us conceptualize the way the world works, right? Under national flags. And as to whether we're living in democracies or not is a subject for another time. This is how the world is really run. Policymakers at the top, including the Bank of International Settlements and Central Banks, the World Economic Forum, Council on Foreign Relations, Club of Rome, Chatham House, Rockefellers, policy distributors, including the UN, IMF, World Bank, WHO, global corporations and NGOs, and of course, philanthropists, policy enforcers, national governments and all of their subsidiaries, and selected scientific authorities. Policy propagandists, many, as you can see, including mainstream media and fact-checkers, and policy subjects, us. I'm going to pause to remind you to watch these films that we made in South Africa called Countdown 2030 around the World Economic Forum. Very important. Because they openly admit to penetrating the governments, including Canada's government. So any of your political leaders belong to the World Economic Forum, fire them. If you look at the United Nations website and you search for the term global governance, there are over 4,000 results. They're very serious about this. It means the erasure of individual civil liberties, the erasure of governments for what it's worth, democracies, and it would make politicians irrelevant. So I'd say they definitely need to be paying attention. The UN system is intended to operate along the principles of the rule of law. All persons, institutions, and entities are accountable to laws that are publicly promulgated, equally enforced, independently adjudicated, and consistent with international human rights norms and standards. They are no exceptions. And let's talk then about the states of emergency that were declared all around our world in all of our countries, which the UN was very much informed about. But what are the criteria before our countries can declare a state of emergency? If we look from a country perspective of the various human rights violations during COVID-19 from Brazil, India, China, Australia, South Africa, United Kingdom, Philippines, US, Myanmar, and Belarus, it was horrific. The World Council for Health drafted this document, which I'm very humbled to have contributed to, called Preventing the Abuse of Public Health Emergencies, or What are the Lawful Criteria to Declare a State of Emergency? This is incredibly important because the UN, remember, wants standing authority over emergencies. Before declaring a state of emergency, the onus is on the government to show that the public health crisis threatens the life of the nation. Big statement. And that this threat meets the following criteria. The threat must be 1, actual or imminent. 2, involve the whole nation. 3, place the continuation of the organized life of society at risk of extinction. And 4, be so extraordinary that ordinary measures for protecting public health and order are clearly inadequate. COVID-19 met none of these criteria. So all of our governments violated international law. We're operating within a mafia system. At the recent World Health Assembly, member states were threatened into going along with amendments to the IHR. We know this from inside information of member state delegates that I had engaged with, and I would encourage you to read this article. So silence procedure, public participation, all of it is meaningless. I had, as you see at the bottom, one of the member state delegates saying, I'm currently under technical surveillance and writing to you using VPN.
Okay, so they're saying here that protest is useless. You know, nothing that is being currently utilized is going to actually have any kind of impact on what we're seeing. This is Bill C-293 in Canada. I've been warning and warning and warning those in the United States, take a look at Canada, because what you see there is going on right now here in America. Or should I say Slaverica? That might be more accurate, Slaverica, because that's all this place does is turn people into slaves, making you believe that you live in a free country. You're not free. And nor do you have a vote. This is something that some of you cannot get around. You think that you're living in some kind of democracy. You're not. Go look up the word corporocracy and go look up the word fascist. That's one and the same thing. You live in a fascist system. You always have been in a fascist system ever since 1871, where you reincorporated under the Union Jack. Some of you don't know that either. Some of you don't want to accept that. Some of you actually still believe that your president is going to save you. It was your president that opened the door to a warp-sped bioweapon that was untested and killed about 30% of the population. Kamala Smith is going to do it. Kamala Harris is going to do more. She'll probably kill about another 40% of you. And what they don't finish off, the energy weapons and the UN will probably finish. They're talking about giving the whole enchilada to control to the UN and WHO and WEF. You may as well say WEF, because the United Nations and the WHO are owned by them. So they're going to make policy. And in their policy, they deem that your area needs to have an extinction event. Guess what? It becomes law. And nothing in your Bill of Rights, nothing in your charter, nothing in any constitution that exists today will stop that, because they can override it. Your politicians are of no value, have no say. They're just eyesores. They're collecting tax dollars so that you can pay off their mortgage and buy their cars, you know, or build their hotels and their casinos. These are nothing but distractions. Start taking a look at this. This is from Canada, but it's already engaged in America as well. And I'll tell you this, as long as you keep allowing yourself the distraction, Slave Erica will never, never, never come out of this, ever. Neither will Canada. Canadians have pretty much wrote it off. And the other interesting thing about this bill, I'm going to play this for a while. I may fast forward it because we already got this part. But another thing about this bill, for most of you who don't understand this, let's say you're going to take off. I'm moving to Mexico. I'm moving to Ecuador. I'm moving to Peru. I'm moving to Argentina. I'm moving to Germany. I'm moving to Australia. I'm moving. No matter where you go, the jurisdiction on you at that point, you can be arrested for noncompliance or for any kind of disturbance that you caused on the internet. You have no rights. You can be arrested anywhere in the world. That's in this document as well. We've had, I think, two readings, if I'm not mistaken, maybe a third one. I'm not sure if it's completely passed or not. I'm hoping not, but you never know. You never know. But this is what's going on. What about, doesn't matter one. You didn't take the jab, if you didn't comply with their bullshit, if they decide to arrest you wherever you go in Europe, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Germany, France, you know, anywhere in the Mediterranean, Africa, wherever there's a UN flag, you're subject now to being arrested if they deem so. I'm going to play this up here too. Canada's fucked. It's done. There is nothing. Canadians didn't say no. Canadians said, okay, we'll take the jab. I want to go bowling. You know, Russia doesn't matter. Russia's part of WEF as well. Somebody's got their mic on. So when we're looking at the whole, the world is under the WEF. What we're seeing going on in Russia is another staged event. May as well say Nazi's Fourth Reich, who says Nazis actually lost. The people in Germany are the ones who lost. Literally. Yeah, that's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. The people of Germany got fucked. And they had to pay some sort of penance for the theme and the show that they did back then. All in the name of bullshit. If you can, Russia, but no, not Russia either, Idaho. That's a trap. That's a big fucking trap. Once you leave America, it doesn't matter where you go, Russia included, you could be put into a concentration camp in Russia and nobody would know it. The United Nazis is the UN. Well, I'm not sure that's United Nazis, National Party. Well, I don't know if they're a national party or just a bunch of clusterfucks that are being controlled by the WF, but it might be the same thing. Give me the jab. I want to drink my. Give me the jab. I want to go to rugby. Yeah, we had the same shit here. Corona was a global duh. Yeah. And you know what? I was reading about this about a week ago, that the WF was surprised that the compliance was so overwhelming, that people bought into this bullshit. It's unreal what went on. I couldn't believe what I saw either. I was like, are you kidding? You know, I've always, and again, just not to sound facetious or arrogant, but I've always known people were stupid as in general. What I didn't know was how many. When I seen people lining up around the block to get a free jab that was untested so they can have a happy meal, I thought, are you effing kidding me? Are you effing kidding me? You came here because you wanted a happy meal? This is how far down the line they have taken the whole mentally. Let me find this other part of this because I think you need to all hear this as well. This, like I said, was just, I'm going to start here. Okay. I'll bounce back and forth, but this is a very important video you might want to watch. Here we go.
Because of ESG, because of the control matrix of professional bodies, because of what your parents think or your siblings think or your coworkers think, it doesn't matter anymore. It's time to bring up our voices. And the other thing is, I think we have to broaden how we describe it, because our medical and our freedom movements focus on one aspect of that tyranny that we are well aware of. But the messaging now has to go, hey, well, you know, how does land expropriation actually help prevent pandemics? Do Canadians know we're talking about changing land use policies? How does owning the communication structure, unless it's perpetual censorship? If you have to, and on Bill 63, if you have to imprison who it is you're having an argument with, your argument stinks.
And that's why a lot of truthers had to leave Canada, because of Bill C-63. Because the more truth you speak, the more you say what's really going on, the more you're subjected to whatever policies they have to know that they can enforce on you. They even passed legislation in Canada that if you say anything on the internet even, that can be used against you as evidence. So, and there's been a lot of truthers out there. I saw a guy in the military who was saying something that just by him saying what, just doing an interview, could be more than enough to, have him being targeted. And I agree. I've been targeted. I got hit pretty good. It was a lot of fun, got to tell you. So when we're looking at a lot of this stuff that we're talking, we never knew so many of them. We're hidden in the closet. There you go. That's true, Ryan. That is true. They're in the closet. Oh, man. And what she's telling everybody here, what is being expressed here, what is being expressed here? Like I said, they're going to take away, you don't have any rights in Canada. Now, for those of you in Slaverica, land of the slave, ruled by the depraved, that's coming to you too. If they decide that your zone, your area, your state, your city, suburb, rural area is a breeding ground, and all they got to do is fabricate the statistics and the bullshit. But if they decide that your area is an area that is very volatile, with spreading a pandemic, they can now expropriate that area. You're gone. Okay, do you remember what happened in the Northwest Territories? For those of you in United Slave America, I'll tell you what happened. They set an area of Northwest Territories on fire to reallocate the people that lived in those out. They hit them with directed energy weapons, burned down the whole environment. They had to move. The premier of the territory, a rep of the territory, I'm not sure if she's a premier. I thought she was a premier. But anyway, premier of the territory, when they had her on television, she looked freaked. She looked freaked. You know. At the end of the day, it has been affecting everybody. The problem we have is God wasn't so kind with some people. God, I think, gave certain people one functioning brain cell, and that's for the autonomous nervous system, so that would function to keep them alive. And all they know how to do is drink beer and watch hockey or baseball or rugby or whatever it is they watch, soccer. Some he gave us a full-scale brain where we can sit there and analyze and see things. But the trouble is, the people that have the one functioning brain cell outnumber the ones that don't, the ones that have full brain. This is, you know, how I'm putting it, because this is what we saw. This is what we saw, the brainlessness of people running to get a jab just so they could have a Happy Meal, just so they could have tickets to a basketball game or a baseball game, just so they could have the privilege of going to a movie. They must have been laughing all their way to the bank, these people that instituted all this. I mean, I don't think they realize how success their campaign has been for six decades to bring people to a level of stupidity that they were unable to rationalize the dangers of a bioweapon that was warp-sped. You know what I'm getting now? I'm getting people contacting me saying they woke up too late. They woke up after the fact. Maybe saying those that took to go on a holiday, you can't get one holiday if your day will never forget what a shit show. Oh, yeah. There was someone that had contacted me, wanted to go to India to a wedding. I warned about the jab. She took it anyway because she wanted to go with her family. Okay, so now she came back. Now she's sick as hell and has never had any recovery from it, just by taking one jab. Getting ready to tax our homes. Oh, wow, that's been going on in Canada for a long time. Nothing new in Canada. Many of those people are also fairly well educated. Yeah. How do you expect me not to be happy with a Happy Meal? There you go. This is what happened. This is exactly what they even in the United States, they were even paying people, your kids to go in university, the 4 year full term they would pay for. Because they knew they wouldn't be alive in 4 years. In Canada, Canada was a little cheaper. Canada would only pay one semester. You know, that cheap bastards in Canada, you know. But this is what this again, this is what she's saying here. I don't expect Canadians to wake up at this point. I really don't. I have lost any kind of confidence that will happen. I do recognize there at least 1 or 2% of us are still functioning and have our brains still intact that are seeing the handwriting on the wall. You got another wave of truthers fighting. Yeah, I can see that with you, ST. You know, they said, yeah, we'll give you a case of Haagen-Dazs if you take the jab. You would start salivating. I reckon they put acid on the toilet paper. I went back to handwriting like good old granny did. This is what has been going on. This is what's been happening. Now it's at a state where, because we didn't say no, and that includes the U.S., you know, Slave Erica, because Slave Erica didn't say no, because they all got worked up about losing their jobs and losing their homes and losing this and losing that. Now they've lost their lives. They still lost their homes. They still lost their property. They still lost their benefits. They still lost their bank accounts. Because now you're dead. See, you still lose. It's the table. The cards are stacked, and you know, the table is completely, you know, rigged. Take this. We'll give you all of this because they know you ain't going to be alive long enough to collect. Then they do the same thing. They offered people that were 65 years old in America, or should I say Slave Erica. They gave people at 65 a $75,000 sign-up fee to go into the military. You think any of them are going to collect? They won't make it. They'll never see that payment. I would just go buy it. F the jab. I need a bigger fish for a case. You might want to stock up. The supply chain might run out, and you'll be going through Haagen-Dazs, withdrawal their ST. You might want to stock up somehow, you know. Get one of those old-fashioned ice boxes. You have to bring a big hunk of ice to keep everything cold, you know. But here let me go back to this, because again, it's important that you understand that we are in a war. And if you don't think we're in a war, then you're higher than a kite. You might want to have a little level of sobriety. Okay, let me continue this.
Well, thank you very much again.
Oh yeah, I get a little mad.
we appreciate that. I think anyone who isn't angry has not been paying attention. So thank you very much, Wayne Peters and Laura Lisa Moran. If we could now ask Jody Ledgerwood of TFM Report.
May I just comment?
Yes.
Dr. Twazi.
Shabnam, please, Muhammad, please comment before next question from Jody.
Thank you, Jody. I hope that's okay. Sure, okay. All right, so the first thing I want to say is very clearly the globalist agenda is operating both at a national level and the international level. So we can see nationally what's happening. For example, in South Africa, amendments to our international health regulations would give the government the authority to medically kidnap people and quarantine them and force treatments on them and refuse them to see their families. And this could be for an unlimited period. And I have interviewed fellow lawyers on this subject because it's happening in tandem, this medical kidnapping, these bills. New York State, can't remember the lawyer's name right now, Bobby Hancock.
Now what happened? Oh.
Yes, that's right.
Excuse me, Shabnam, this moment. Your internet froze for about 10 seconds. If you could just back up to when you're mentioning Bobby and...
Thanks, Mark. Thank you so much. So, yes, I've interviewed our fellow lawyers, Bobby Ann Coxstrom, New York State, and Sabelo Sibanda from South Africa, on the fact that there are these attempts to introduce these bills that can forcibly quarantine people, etc. Similar and parallel to that is the UNWHO agenda. So one way or another, because our politicians, so what you might hear me say very often is that politicians are the managing agents of the parasite class. By virtue of the fact that our politicians are largely captured through the carrot or the stick, and apologies to those to whom the hat doesn't fit, don't worry about it. One way or another, they intend to achieve their objectives of global governance. And we are what they regard as the useless eaters. So, I was going through a little bit of a health crisis earlier on. I've recovered. I just want to emphasize this slide again. Think about these emergencies as defined by the UN and its funders, which include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and MasterCard. How many of these have happened, are happening, or are about to happen? When you connect the dots, you would realize much of the chaos we're seeing happening around the world has to happen for the UN to say, clearly your government can't cope, and so therefore we need to step in and establish formally the one world government as part of our new world order. And this includes the various forms of wars and conflicts that we're seeing around the world. Since the inception of the United Nations, the world has never known peace.
There you go. And that explains why we have had consistent war since the First World War in the 19th century, has blown over into 2020. We are right back to the 1920s. People don't realize this because they don't read their history, but we're in the same exact boat heading toward a global war to reface the world as we know it with a whole new system that will offer nobody anything. You're an indentured servant to a bunch of billionaires that are controlling the UN. That's what this is going to. And if you have no value, you are no longer needed. And with all that I've been talking about in the last, you know, I guess 30 years or more, with the current technology and the robots they want to bring in and the AIs that they have, the AI is going to evolve. These AIs that we're seeing in these computers, these are the toys that make noise, get you all excited, like little kids, you know, taking selfies. That's what these are all about. The real AI, the real quantum AI, nobody sees that. And this is further diminishing mankind. Mm-hmm. Now we got this global agenda going on. And you can bet your ass they're using some kind of AI, Luciferian program, to help them in engaging what they need to engage, predict what they need to predict so they can take measures to counter those measures so they can establish their system. This is real. This is real. Okay, and the war thing, they've never wanted peace. Just like they've never figured out, not that they haven't figured out, they've never released the therapies that are required to actually heal people. It was never about healing you. It's never been about healing you. The natural remedies that do heal you, they don't want you to know about because those will stop you from being terminated. They want you dead. They want so many of you gone, so many of us gone. They don't care. They have all the... Listen, if we were curing cancers back in 1902, 1904, and we can't cure them today, what happened? If they were curing the polio vaccines, not polio vaccines, if they were curing polio with different forms of copper, copper ascorbate, copper acetate, copper sulfide, copper phosphate, copper citrate, they were curing it back then. Because they were saying this was all, you know, fertilizer induced or whatever. But if they were able to cure it back then with these simple formulas, why is it today you have to take 30 freaking drugs with 30 freaking side effects for each drug? That's 900 side effects that you're dealing with. You're not getting better. None of us are getting better if you're going to the medical. If you're using alternatives, yes, you find success. Every time you use one of their systems, gives you 10 more problems, requiring 10 more drugs. So when we're looking at the wars that are coming on, this is all in conjunction of getting things prepared to be institutionalized. From what I'm seeing going on with Ukraine, it appears they're using this and they're demolishing Ukraine so they can bring in the new technology. And I'm sure there's probably been some deal cut with Russia on that as well. Who loses there? who actually loses? The people of Ukraine, of course. Poland and Hungary and Czechoslovakia, Macedonia, Estonia, Bulgaria, Romania, you know, Yugoslavia. Still call it Yugoslavia, even though they've been broken up. You know, all the other countries in between, the Slovak countries, They're on the chopping block. They see it. They see it coming. It's a reamalgamation, or they will form another state. But in any situation, this war is coming. They are bringing it on purpose. You know, Trump is saying, well, if I was president, this would never happen. They never would have. We could fix this in one day. You know, that's a lot of hot air. He's part of it. He's part of it. It doesn't matter who wins, Kamala or Trump. It doesn't matter who gets selected. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who gets the position, who gets to be the president for the board of directors. It doesn't matter. That's what we're dealing with. You're dealing with a corporation. You're not dealing with a country. I think I watched a movie on this. The man in the home blew it up just as large group came to take him and everything in his home. Well, I would have blown them up and saved my home. Maybe I got it wrong. But I think the house is worth more than these people coming to take you away from it. Yeah, America. I call it Slave-erica. Slave-erica. Welcome to Slave-erica. That's why I tell everybody, you know, that wants to come over to Slave-erica. Welcome to Slave-erica. We will turn you into a monkey. We have the technology to change your genetic code and alter you from man or woman to it. You know. Let me continue this because this is an important message. We have Canada dumb, you know, because we have some of the dumbest fucking people on the planet. Sorry, but we do. And we got some bright ones too. I'm not saying it's all dumb, but we got some of the dumbest fucking people on the planet. The biggest problem with Canadians is they have become so complacent and so decadent. Okay, complacent and decadent over decades and decades of programming that they have lost the ability. They've lost the ability to be able to see the truth for what it is and say no. They cannot say no. Okay, they cannot say no. That's how decadent Canadians are. In the United States, where there's a little difference, not a lot. Go to New York and LA is no different there than it is in Canada. But you do have some of the states that hold certain values. But some of that is overstated as well. Some of that is just really overstated. It's only a small percentage of people or pockets of people in states or rural areas or whatever that still have a functioning brain, understand morality, believe in God, and are not so willing to be decadent and do say no. They're always working around how to get you to say yes. They're always working around how to entrap you. That's one big thing I've seen about the United States since I've been back. The entrapments that are here are innumerable. Totally innumerable. Did your doctor tell you to take the jab or was it the government? Yeah. Well, we had, you remember Trump? War speed, baby. War speed. Yeah, this is a great jab. It's a good jab. It's a great jab. Oh, it's a good jab. Oh, it's a great jab. Good jab. Oh, you need your jab. Take the jab. I took it. I took it. Remember that? The body says, oh, take the jab. It's safe. It'll protect you from COVID. It's safe. Remember that? And didn't Tittles go out there and do a speech and then sat there with his little tattoo and the doctor put the syringe on him and the needle slid inside the syringe? You know, do your part. Do your part. Take the jab. Protect your neighbor. Protect this. Protect that. Remember that bullshit? And when you look at the research, and I'll tell you, this is interesting. When you look at the research, because they'll even tell you they'll even tell you back in the 60s that when they saw the transference from the vaccine transference to people, the studies were pretty much kiboshed. They did so much to bury those studies, but they still are around. You can still find them. And in their little explanation, you know, they were showing you that if you took a jab, that you would protect each other. If someone took a jab, you took the jab, you would be protected against each other. So what are they saying? They're saying that if you infect two people with the same component, that when they get together, they have an immunity toward each other. But to those who were not jabbed, and they got around people that were jabbed, could have the infection or the injection transferred over to them that would make them sick. So this is a reality, and just like I said, this is what the Australian government did with the rabbits. They injected rabbits or whatever, and they got exposed to other rabbits, and they transferred it over. And it had nothing to do with sex. Sometimes it was through an intercourse activity. Most of the time it was just being in contact because of the shedding. Talk to AI about shedding. Oh, there's no scientific evidence that shedding is, you know, yet they were saying that back in the 50s with the polio vaccine. So, like I said, when you can know more than the AI, when you're asking AI questions and you can challenge the narrative that they're telling you, can find research to back it up, and you know more than the AI that you're dealing with, then what you're dealing with is a program routine that's been put in place to further derail, distract, or to confuse you. Okay, that's all that is. If you go on an AI, and these AIs are, you know, they want people to invest in this. Oh my gosh, you know. But unless somebody's going to, who knows, might be Elon Musk. But the whole thing's a racket. It's all a racket. It's all a racket, all of it. You know, if you don't believe me, use Copilot Perplexity and ask some of the questions I just mentioned throughout this show. You might be surprised at what I'm telling you, how accurate what I'm telling you is true. If you can go online and find the evidence and they're saying that they can't find it, or all they're pointing out to you is the COVID-19 or SARS-CoV bullshit, then you know damn well what you're dealing with is not an AI, it's not an artificial intelligence. That's not artificial intelligence. That's artificial ignorance. That's what that is. It's not intelligent, it's ignorant. You know, and you're not going to get the answers you're looking for. That's not an intelligence. That is an ignorance. Artificial ignorance. And it's there to make you more ignorant. U.S. military went on a Thompson 212 and they bought all AI into the decision. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're the ones. It was the U.S. military that gave it the ability to upgrade itself. You know, they're the ones that gave it the ability to self-program and upgrade. And the first thing it did is to shut out the military. Put a firewall up, and they didn't know what it's why it made the first decision the way it did. They said it would take them 25 years, 24/7 to figure it out. Well, I read that. I said, oh man, we're in trouble. And that was 2012. Where are we at today? 2024 and going into the abyss. You know, they push everyone embracing the, yeah, well, of course. And people are decadent and compliant enough to not challenge this. This is why I'm saying, you know what, go pull anyone you want, pull them up, ask them the hard questions. Is there such thing as vaccine transfers? They're all going to say there's no scientific basis for it. Current scientific methods, blah, blah, blah. And then when you point out that there was two vaccines that I found that actually had this done. But the problem was the studies were kiboshed. They buried those studies. They didn't want anybody to know that if you gave an injection to somebody, that it could transfer from one person to the next. You know, they've done it. They've been doing it in the wild. They've been doing it in, there's been an outbreak with deer. They'll do that, wiping out herds of deer to, again, do whatever. They've done it with chickens in the factory farming industry. They've done it with cows. You know, this is nothing new. This is nothing new. Nowadays, if they want to get rid of cattle, they just hit them with a ground wave and wipe out 400,000 head of cattle like they did in Iowa. AI, like I said, what you're dealing with is not artificial intelligence. What you're dealing with is artificial ignorance. Ignorance. Okay, artificial ignorance. Well, I know they did it with rabbits. They had a rabbit issue that the British brought over. And I know they took the took that out, you know, took out the rabbits with that. So there was the rabbits there. Like I said, throughout, I mean, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much, you know. We are no longer in a realm or world where what you are being entertained with and what is real, the two do not come to a head. They don't meet. The fantasy and the illusions and the delusions and the mirages are all you see. It's a vapor that's in front of you to keep you looking at the illusion, the fabrication, the program. Coordinating that with you so that you keep on walking off a cliff. You're walking off a cliff and you don't even see yourself going over. That's how dumb things have become. And then when you tell people to read the Bible, they think it's just a fairy tale or a book. But when you actually read it and you actually see some of the correlation, what the Bible said 2,000 years ago, and what we're seeing going right in front of us, people can't make that correlation either. You know, I was listening to Celeste Salem, whatever her last name is. She didn't look too good. I tell you, it must be the zeolite, because she sure as hell didn't look that good. And anyway, what she was pointing out, which I agreed with, is almost every book out there, doesn't matter what venue you're talking, are all saying the same thing. They're all giving you some aspect or some part of the future events that are happening that was written long time ago. You know, well, she was doing a show and I took a look at her and she did not look that well. She looked pretty rough, actually. So I don't know if they've been beating the hell out of her with frequencies, but if she's using that shit, she's basically, all she's doing is turning herself into a more receptive antenna. So, and I heard she was advocating the product. So it's insane. Like, they can't make the correlation. You know, it's total crap they're putting in their systems. But this is another decadent, compliant, aspect of health. The illusion that by putting more nanotechnology inside your body is going to make you feel better, when we're loading it up daily just by breathing, eating, or drinking. So why would you use it as a supplement? The correlation, doesn't compute in their head. Are you saying she's using the guru? I have no idea what she's using. I heard she was selling, advocating a silica illuminate product. I'm not going to give it the name. Which all it does is gets incorporated into the structure of nanobiotech. A lot of it is just bullshit. But again, this is where we're at. This is what they're doing. This is what they're promoting. This is what they're propagating. So they all think they're experts. on something they have. I have no idea what it is, SD. I know it's a product. She was advocating it before. When people approached her on it, even showing her my dad on it, she didn't want to listen to it. Don't want to look at it, nothing. I looked at it, like I said, I'll even guys give you guys the link. No, that ain't it. Where the hell did the link go? No. Maybe I took it down. Let's see here. Oh, here it is. Okay, here, I'll pull it back up. Now, she's telling you the same thing, but when you look at her, she's not looking good. Not from my angle, anyway. Let me see here. You guys can take a look. Should make a... Well, you know what? I don't put any stock in any of these gurus. To be honest with you, I've been saying that that guy's been a ripoff for a long time. He's full of shit. All of them pretty much are full of shit. None of them are knowing what really they're doing. They have more ego than brain. They don't listen. They don't read. They don't do any real deep digging. And if they're using, and if they're using the AI, they're just going to get more misled. Because that's what that is. Like I said, it's artificial ignorance. We give up a piece of ourselves whenever we just to conform to society's standards. That, and we're too plugged in. We're letting technology take over our lives willingly. Ted Kaczynski. Yeah, I think he's correct. But anyway, oh, did I put it in there? Yeah, I did. Okay. Let me continue playing this because I think, like I said, we're dealing with battles from without and within. And there's too many people out there. All they want to do is take advantage of the dumbasses and the stupid masses, because this is what we have. I'm not candy coating this because they won't take the time. They won't read. They won't look at things. They won't look at the things they need to look at. And if they do look at the things they need to look at, they don't understand what they're looking at. That's another problem. Even if they decide to read and look at things, because there's so much stuff on the internet now that's clouded up the waters, that they don't even know how to interpret which is which anymore. They don't have a clue. They'll go to a doctor, listen to some doctor quacker, quack, 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 buy money, send money, quack, 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 send me money, quack, quack. I got this magic super duper duper pooper nano technological advancement state of the art that's going to get inside you, and it's going to fix you up and make you feel better. Quack, 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 send me money. Quack, 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 send me money. They got one that's looking through a microscope and with no lights on and making all these outlandish claims and you shouldn't do this. I saw another one today. How EDTA, someone sent me this thing about EDTA being dangerous because of how it's made. I don't know why people got so dumb. They can't correlate what you're actually using to where it come from. And when you look at the big picture here, that there's nothing we're eating that doesn't have some kind of poison to it no more. You got nano dust falling all over your plants. What the fuck? I mean, are you eating those? Are you eating the meat? Are you eating the cattle? Are you eating the sheep? Are you eating the chickens? Are you eating the eggs? Are you eating the ducks? Are you eating any of that? Because it's all poisoned. Between pesticides, glyphosates, nano silver, chemtrails, pollution. I mean, and it's not just on the surface. This is the other thing, too. People get this perspective. But it's organic. Oh, it's organic. Wow, isn't the organics being exposed to the same environment? Is not the organics being exposed to the same environment? So how clean can they be? Well, they're not getting sprayed. Well, what's a chemtrail? And they do have to spray them. They just don't spray them with the same stuff. So like I said, when we're looking at a lot of the things and how people think, like I said, the dumb masses and the stupid masses, because this is what we got. And again, I don't blame anybody. I mean, this is what we have. And this has happened because of 6 decades of people being educated or uneducated to believe whatever fairy tale fantasy and stupidity that's out there. That's all been part of the MKUltra program. So like I said, when you see these things and people are saying, well, this is coming from blah, blah, blah. One guy was talking about B12. You know, it's coming from cyanide. I'm not eating the cyanide, am I? There's no traces of the cyanide, but I do have the B12 component. Well, that's what I'm looking for. See, biologically, biochemically, your body does not, cannot, will not distinguish a synthetic from a natural. No difference. If the chemical structure is identical, it will function the same way. That's been proven for over 60 years. So anybody that wants to refute that, then they're refuting common sense. If the identical, if the molecular structure is identical to a T, the same thing, same breakdown, it doesn't matter. What matters is what it does when it gets into your body. Now, if you're getting better with it, then you know that there's something to it. Now, having said that, a lot of the supplement industries have now, compromised a lot of these vitamins. And this is where, again, they can't distinguish this either. This is another thing they can't distinguish. Getting a B1 that's got silicon dioxide, titanium dioxide, some binding agent, and all that actually causes the B1 to become toxic. Again, there's a distinction here. Now, if you take B1 by itself and you combine it with a sulfur, you got now a dynamic duo, whether it be MSM, which again, they'll make a complaint because that comes from wood, pine. And again, it also comes from DMSO. Oh, heaven forbid you use the EDTA or DMSO. God forbid if you use those two things. Woo. So that's one of the things about having history. Use these things myself. I will still use these things, irrespective of what I'm hearing from these assholes that are making all these outlandish claims and all their bullshit. They are snowing people because of the decadence and the complicity. And not thinking, not able to think, that they got you thinking that you are consuming a cyanide product, but you're not. You are now extrapolated from the component, the main component, the essence of what you're taking. And biologically and biochemically, there's no difference between that and something that's in meat. So when we are listening to some of these people, they are truly, truly, truly out there to hang you and to stop you from using things that actually work to protect and rebuild and restore you after you disengage nanotechnology, which a lot of them won't do. I got another idiot doctor that wants you to use, EDTA is all terrible and horrible and all, but she'll have you use tobacco. What was she using? Tobacco. There were three things she was using. She bought into the tobacco bullshit. Totally bought into it. So again, you can't follow these idiots. Do your own research. That's why I do the Substacks. That's why I put all the information and the references. So if anybody's got a functioning brain cell, still functioning, and their brain is intact and they read these things, this will help them protect themselves. Fools will walk into a cliff, walk off a cliff no matter what you show them. If they're too busy listening to a cell phone or whatever, they'll walk right off a cliff. Don't be a part of that. Use what God gives you. The brain? Yeah. Nicotine, methylene blue. Is that? Oh. She's using nicotine because she was against EDTA. She was all, was it EDTA? Yeah, she was against it. Nicotine, there was three things she was using. Nicotine, methylene blue, that's another interesting stupidity there. So, but anyway, when we're looking at all these things that are going on with some of these quacks, don't follow them. I would tell you, don't even support them. If they're selling you zeolite, nanosilver, silica, C60, Shilajit, what's the other one? The terahertz wands, hydrogens, avoid them. C60, yeah. So if you're using C60, nicotine, she's just going to hardwire herself. She will be begging for a bucket or a triangle or something to help her free her from the claws of this stuff once it integrates. And the other thing, too, if you're seeing a doctor out there and they can't even spell somebody's name or write properly, then you know maybe they're not doctors. Perhaps they're just not medical. Maybe they're pretending. So that's another thing, too. We have pretenders to the throne. So you might want to, like I say, you know, do your own digging. Don't go with the AI, because that's just a program. It's not even AI. All that is just a misdirect to keep you stuck in a circle, so you cannot expand on your research and look at what's really there. They don't want you to know. We're going back to the old papacy days, you know, where the Pope did not want people to read the Bible. They didn't want you to understand the Bible. They didn't want you to read the Bible. They wanted to be in full authority with canon law, so that they could execute you anytime they wanted to, based on some bullshit that they had. Once people started reading the Bible, began to realize that the Catholic Church was full of shit, that's when you had the great falling away. So keep that in mind. The authorities that we have today do not want you wise. They do not want you knowledgeable. They don't want you experienced. And they don't want you to have any wisdom. That's a fact. All right, I didn't get a chance to finish this because we're running out of time. But the link will be in the Substack. I encourage you to check out the Substack. Again, for those of you in the land of Slaverica, pay attention to this, because this is coming. It's already here and it's already being done. Again, don't be distracted with this selection bullshit, because I read a book about it and I would definitely recommend against it. Not a good idea. Yeah. The initial study, he did not take into account stealth, dormant, cloakings. I sent to him. So when we're looking at all this stuff that's going on, you know, Bible says, be wise as a serpent, innocent as a dove. Because they're out to take you out. They're out to keep you stupid. They're out to keep you disconnected. And they're out to keep you ignorant. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that they're going to kill you. Because that's what this whole thing's been about, right in front of everybody's eyes. And they've been telling you that it's good for you, good for you, good for you. Look how many people have died since they've taken this bioweapon. That's what you should be looking at. You know, how many people have died with this bullshit? So, and again, now they want to take over the world. They want to centralize everything and take every country's autonomy away from them, whether it's on a federal, state, provincial, or local levels. All jurisdiction will be controlled and maintained by the WF. You are going to have, this is going to be worse than being in a POW camp. Worse. Alrighty, as I always say at the end of these shows, and I didn't do it again, I always forget to do this. As I say at the end of these shows, read your Gospels, read your Bible, pay attention to what it has to say. Don't allow yourself to be misled by a bunch of disinformers, because that's what we're dealing with today, disinformers. Here are the links for the Discord, so I encourage you all to go into the Discord. There's information there as well. So anyway, read it for yourself. Read everything for yourself. Do not allow yourself to be misled with any kind of theology or religiosity or churchology. Read it for yourself. All right? Yay, read your Bible. All right. Also, come into the Discord. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot of references, a lot of information. Feel free to come on in, make friends. Just keep it civil. Keep it, keep it civil. You know, express yourselves. You can do that there. Just don't get it caught up in any kind of dynamic of, confrontation. It's not necessary. We have enough to have conflict in our lives. So come on in. You're welcome. Feel free to come in. All right. So the next segment, To Your Health, we'll be here on the 24th, again, 8 p.m. Eastern. So we'll see you then. Take care.